Today's episode of Dads in a Pod is sponsored by No One Right Now. Email us at dadsinapod@gmail.com if you want to sponsor this episode.
Welcome to another episode of Dads in a Pod. Today's going to get a little gruesome.
Yeah, I hope you guys brought your barf bags. I hope nobody's too squeamish.
Today's going to be the pregnancy.
That's the wrong word for this.
Or the birthing.
The delivery. You can call this whatever you want, but this is the termination of the pregnancy. In a non-abortion sort of way.
The act of passing the baby through the canal. You're gonna lead the way.
Oh, I will point you in the right direction. Good luck. Here's a map. Go for it.
So, you know, there's a lot of debate in the pregnancy community. You know, a lot of studies written whether or not to stare into the abyss as your child takes its first
glimpse of earth
and breath and everything, and you want to just experience every moment. Maybe, you know, put a GoPro up there, whatever floats your boat.
I guess there are two schools of thought, right? You either look or you don't.
There's the lookers and the pukers.
No, I think if you're a looker, then you are a puker.
So I would say going into this, I wanted to see.
Sure.
I want to see it.
Listen, I don't know the percentages, but there's definitely people who are gung-ho on I need to see what's going on. I think for about 8.5 months, I said, I am going to see what's going on down there. And everyone's like, you shouldn't be doing that. That is a bad idea, sir. Do not look. Don't look.
Okay.
They said, you're crazy. Just stay towards her head. And do not go down below.
I want to look.
Listen.
So I guess
I'm not here to tell you what you should or shouldn't do.
Okay.
This is obviously a personal decision. I just know I was told by more people than not that it's just not a good idea to see down there.
So I guess what we're going to do is Matt has selected the most fine YouTube footage of what it's like to push a baby out from the abyss view.
Yeah.
And I guess you'll tell us after what you ended up doing. You want to tell us now?
No, I could tell you now.
All right.
So we did our birthing class, and she's, because it was like a private instruction in our apartment,
right,
she's like, I won't make you guys watch the video. But in the classroom setting, I make them watch the video.
Just a side note, when I told Jenna tonight I was coming to record this, she said, what episodes you guys record? And I said, yeah, we might do this. And she said, so you're going to watch that without me?
Oh,
I was
like, this
like
a special moment that I'm taking away? Listen, just pretend I'm Jenna without...
She wouldn't last more than 10 seconds in that video.
No, she'd be hiding, eating candy somewhere.
Yeah, all of my training on Rotten.com has prepared me for this moment.
I mean, if you see, listen, this hasn't, nothing you see today, you'll ever be prepared for.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't say that it's a scarier thing in person because I tried to stay as far away from it as possible.
Oh, really?
But spoiler alert is you're not as shielded as you think you would be. Like, there's no curtain.
I thought there's a blue thing they put up.
Yeah, well, guess
what? Like, around the hips.
No. I mean, they basically tell your wife to hold her feet as, like, they're...
In the stirrups?
She creates her own stirrups. When the room kind of transforms into this crazy, it looks like this like 5-star hotel room that kind of transforms into this crazy room, this crazy light comes from the sky.
It's an operating room.
But like the nicest operating room that you'll ever see.
As opposed to what? Like,
as opposed to
unclean operating rooms?
As opposed to a real operating room.
Like Dr. Nick's office in The Simpsons?
So, like, You've had surgery.
Yeah.
They roll you in.
You're up for about 2 seconds. They tell you count backwards from 10.
Something
you
like
make
that.
Make it to 9.
But you roll out. But you roll in and you see this. It looks like an operating room.
Yeah.
The delivery room looks like a hotel room that to make you feel really comfortable. And then it transforms. All of a sudden, crazy shit come out of the walls and the floors and the bed transforms into something.
So it's all facade. And they just like.
And then when it's go time. It's go time, and then it's like Transformers, and then all of a sudden the room turns into like the operating room.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool in that sense. I forgot where we were going with this.
We're going to see the video.
Well, we are going to see the video, but it's an experience.
So you did not look?
So yes. So I did not look. Even if you're not trying to look, you still end up seeing things that you don't intend to see, even like when you're not trying to see.
Okay.
Because like I was saying, there is no curtain. They don't block off her lower section. So it's all in clear sight.
Okay.
Even if you're not even if you're not standing where the delivering doctor is standing.
Stop. All right. Hit it.
All right. So so there are two videos that I watched. Childbirth Links. We're gonna watch this with volume. Do you wanna watch it with volume or without
volume? With the volume. This is called the 5-minute vaginal delivery.
Right, so there's
that's
two.
It. Only 5 minutes.
This one's a little bit less gruesome.
It's like a podcast. Like you only need 5 minutes to make a baby.
Right. So the baby is dilated in the vagina.
She holds her breath and bears down.
Do you know what that is?
That yep. I've seen that once.
So what? So this instructional video is kind of going back and forth between the.
She will demonstrate the 7 parts.
The vagina.
Oh, no.
What? And they're kind of explaining with models.
Why is the baby skull cracked?
It's a weird. It's weird. But right now they're just kind of showing us the diagrams of what we're looking at. But also
I like this
flipping
video.
Back
it's
and
cartoons.
Forth. Yeah. So I'll show you this one.
Works then expulsion.
So yes, now,
oh no!
The fetal head becomes visible.
Saying,
oh,
dude, you see something coming out of there?
I see. Yeah.
Action have already occurred.
Yeah, it doesn't look like she's having a good time.
Oh god!
As the head descends further, it internally.
Oh, if you guys can only see his face right now, he's very concerned about what's going on. But she's still got a ways to go. She barely looks even dilated.
Oh.
He's curled up right now. Do you see what's coming out
oh,
of there?
Oh, I
right
see
now?
Everything.
Yeah, you see
oh,
everything.
Oh.
So, to describe what's going on.
That can't be that. That's not that. That's not.
Yeah, there's a head. There's
how
like
is that the
part
method?
Of the skull.
This is not the method.
This is the method. So, we're just getting a glimpse.
Oh, don't
touch
it. No, no, no.
He's
no.
just helping it through.
No, let's let him help it. Let's just let it.
Let it die?
No. Just.
Okay.
Oh.
Ooh, we're getting a little bit of blood. Ooh, they did the episiotomy a little bit.
What does that mean?
So they did a little snip-snip
oh,
to open it
cut.
Up a little bit more because it wasn't fitting. Because babies aren't supposed to come out of that hole.
Oh, I hate this.
Yep.
Oh!
Okay. The head just came out. He's going to throw up. We should have had a bucket ready. That was a big
mistake. Why does the cord go around the baby's neck?
You need to listen. I think maybe that one just...
I don't want to listen. I want you to tell me, and this is terrible.
I know. It's all terrible. This is terrible. Why did you get her pregnant? This is going to happen, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's real bad. There's a baby coming out of there. That's a human.
Is she touching it? Why is she touching her own baby right now?
I don't know. Kill it.
No, no, no.
We're joking.
Like, she should just get to work and... Oh.
And it's out.
And... Oh, don't... Stop touching it.
I dried the baby to prevent heat loss.
Oh, he's watching this, but he looks very concerned.
I clear the baby's airway, nose and mouth using a suction device.
So they're suctioning the baby's thing.
Yeah, that I know about. Luckily,
okay.
They've covered everything.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I got a real fun spoiler alert for you. It's not over. You got to keep watching.
No, this is it. We're
nope,
good.
Nope.
This must be it.
Nope.
The baby's out.
The baby's
good.
Out, but there is more stuff to come. And that is the worst part.
Really?
Next, I clamp and cut the umbilical cord.
What's wrong with that?
No, that's fine. So that's going to be you. So you're going to cut the umbilical cord like a champ.
Yes.
That's easy. They just give you the scissor and they say, cut right here, and you... It's a little tougher than you think it'll be, but their scissors aren't that great, so whatever.
I brought my own scissors, Doc.
That doctor did a great job. It seems like he's done this before.
Hopefully.
So, congratulations, Mom. You're a mother?
Yep. Maybe you should put some pants on.
Just put some pants on. Just get... Stop revealing.
They giving her a talus?
So now...
Oh.
So now the,
oh, what
the
is this?
Fun stuff... This is later, the afterbirth. Afterbirth. So this alien life form...
Dude.
Yeah.
It's like...
I know. I'm getting nauseous watching this, but I need... For
you
the
haven't blinked!
For the sake of science. Oh, my God. And so they sew it up.
Just a few.
Oh, God, why is he doing
this? This is the worst.
Oh, my God.
This is not...
This is birth. This is birth, man. This is why you stay by the head. That's a cute baby. Fine.
Here's that new baby.
Congratulations on your baby that ripped apart your vagina. That ruined your life.
Oh, my God.
And congrats on your next 30 years being ruined. Yeah.
Oh...
So that is the 5-minute vaginal delivery, and escape, and we'll mute that. And
there's more? How could it be any different? Like, it's got to be the same, right?
It's more or less the same. So
it's
worse? No, it's the same, but this one's a little more graphic, I think.
This is real. This isn't, like, edited.
So this one's, like, no, but it's only 5 minutes.
Oh, God.
So it's this one's...
So how come they let him in there with a GoPro? What is this?
It's probably... I don't know. You're probably allowed to bring a camera in and do whatever the hell you want. It's your... So here,
is there sound on this one?
I'm sure there's sound on it. It's probably a woman just screaming bloody murder. So we're watching another birthing video that I... So we're just going to fast forward. This is worsely edited, if that's a word. This woman just does not seem... Is she dead?
She's drugged up.
She's... Just not a good place
right
now. She's
like, I just need this thing out of me.
So I think I showed you the better one. Because this is... I don't know what's going on. This baby's not... Why isn't this baby coming out?
I hate this. Oh, God.
Yeah, so bad, right? Why is it still in there?
Like,
why is this woman disgusting?
Okay, here's my question.
It's just...
Oh, God. Oh.
Oh, God. It's like she's pushing...
They're like... pulling it out.
Yeah, they're pulling it out.
Why do they pull it out like that?
I don't know. Ugh. Look at that. It's like its head's just...
It's just up in there.
Anyway, I'm putting this on mute. I don't think our listeners need to hear any more of this. But we'll have this on in the background. You can watch this. You can watch. Yeah, no, it's so bad. It's
okay.
So bad. So
the first one was not great.
So...
This one was somewhat better, I guess.
Is it better?
Okay. I don't know. It's
so. Answer me this: what was this the worst thing you've ever seen?
No, certainly, definitely not.
Definitely not.
Oh, I've seen way worse things.
What's worse than this? I'm interested.
I mean, my first memory of like the internet is like being 13 years old and going to Rotten.com, and it's like the first link was like train murder or something, where someone was like tied down in like 1920 to like the train tracks, but like. This would probably be up there as, like, number two or three.
Okay.
There was that... I forgot that website from, like, a few years ago that was just, like, awful videos every day. And
yes.
There was like it was, like, the test or something.
Yeah, you sent that to me.
And, like, you can even get past level one. So, like, I guess my question about this is, like, how is that the method?
Well,
it just seems not
I don't think
legit.
I don't think we invented it.
No,
I
know that, but...
That's how... Without getting religious, how God
like I've seen like horses born, right? And like the horse
how,
just sort
how
of like
horses born.
The horse just like falls out and like it lands on its legs and then it just gallops away.
that's how Jenna will
and
birth,
like
right?
The mama horse is not even fazed by it. It's just literally it's still eating like its seeds, like its hay or whatever, as the baby's born and like it moves on. For humans, it just doesn't seem natural. I mean, maybe I was a C-section baby, so maybe in my mind this
explains
is like
a lot.
What?
I'm joking.
C-section baby, I came out undamaged, perfection.
Perfection. You are perfection.
This just
what?
So, okay, so when you see the head, like how long is the baby like that? Is it really 5 minutes, or is it like it could be like an hour and a half?
So my unprofessional opinion of this is that it could probably. You can probably see that head for a while before it like
oh
comes out. Yeah, just yeah. I mean, we were fortunate enough, and this isn't normal, for Kate to only push through 3 contractions.
Yeah.
So this baby dropped, and, like, it all happened pretty quickly, which we were not expecting. I was sure this would be this long process, kind of what you see on TV and in movies.
I mean, it goes back to the whole thing. Like, Kate's comment of her life was, I don't understand what these bitches complain about. I pushed twice and
right. But God forbid I say, like, that we had, like, an easy labor, then I'm, like, this insensitive asshole.
Like, for science purposes, I would have loved it if there was a YouTube video of, like, your child's birth, just to see, not the parts, but just, like, what made it so easy.
Yeah. I listen.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no,
it's like brutal. Burned in my brain right now.
I know. And listen, So what I did...
I hated this episode.
It's the worst. It is the worst. But you needed it. And everyone needed it. And we'll post the link to this YouTube video on our Twitter and on whatever else for education purposes. But So this is what I did. Was I was intending to kind of look and see what was going on. But then I'm like, you know what? Like, maybe 2 weeks before we were due, I'm like, I'm just going to go on YouTube and see what's going on. And I watch it, and I'm like, seen this once, seen it enough. I don't need to see this on my wife. I don't need to see all this stuff going on. And so
that's the thing.
I had no intention. After seeing these videos, I had no intention. I had no desire to see this happen in the flesh and see this happen with my wife and with my baby. I was happy being up top. And, like, even what I saw was too much from up top. So I saw this other shit come out after the baby, this afterbirth, this...
It looked like a grenade.
Yeah, like... That's the only way to describe it. Like after the umbilical cord came out...
You remember, like, the old school grenades with, like the netting or whatever it is, and you pull the pin?
So it looked like some sort of alien life form after the baby came out. And had I not seen this YouTube video, I would have been like, oh my God, doctor, something terrible just came out of her, and something is wrong.
There's the twin.
We need to get her into surgery now. She's going to die. This is not, her heart just came out of her body.
Oh my God.
Yeah, right?
So what is that?
It's the afterbirth.
The sac? Is that like the...
yeah, that's the amniotic whatever. Yeah, amniotic
fluid or whatever.
That's what
people cook?
I don't know what people cook, because we do not cook that. our listeners, if you are intending to cook, stop listening to this show right now. Forget you ever listened to this, because we do not want to associate with
you
people.
How do you even cook that thing?
You smoke it.
No, right? You don't stop
it. You put it on the smoker.
No.
I don't know. I don't know if that's the thing.
So, like, if you decide and you're in that room and you're like, you know what, I'm going to go downtown, I'm going to go take a look.
Yeah, it's 2 feet away.
I'd imagine you're in the room and you're like, oh, honey, it's okay. And you're, like, standing by her head, you're holding her hand, whatever. And you're like, you know what, I'm going to go check out stuff over there.
Sure.
And you leave her and you go around.
You're not really leaving her because you're...
No, you're just like, I'm going to go over there.
Yep.
And you walk a couple steps and you look around.
Yep.
Like, you can't keep a straight face. Like, your face is going to become, like... Like my face, like totally mutated. Like, I'm gonna die.
Everyone's different. I think.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you even, like? What? So let's say you go around.
Well, maybe now that you've seen this, you're gonna be like, oh, I've seen this before. Yeah.
No, I'll probably still make the same face. In fact, if it looks worse than that, I'll be like, wow, the woman on YouTube was way...
This is way worse.
This is so much worse than it was on YouTube. Doctor, we need to record this for science.
Yeah, this is never before seen. Yeah, no, I don't know. Maybe...
Oh, my God.
Maybe you look, maybe you don't look. What are your thoughts now? Do you think you're going to look? Do you think you'll just peek? Do you think you need to see now?
I'll peek, but I'd be too afraid that my facial expression would set off, like,
I don't think
terror.
So. I'm going to go ahead and guess that she's not going to notice nor give a shit what your facial expression is, because she's going to be going through a lot on her end.
I mean...
You're just there for support. You're not there to, like, keep her mood in any way, because she will not be focusing on you. I promise you that.
I have a whole bunch of jokes set for the,
Well, labor. You better get them out before the labor.
Got a whole bit.
You better get all your material out before she starts pushing, because I promise
you. You want to laugh?
Yeah. She's screaming at you. I got this great bit of jokes lined up.
What do you remember anything that Kate said during the process? Did she do the stereotypical, like, Hollywood, like, no. I hate you?
No, I was expecting, like, these hours of, like, her just being in intense pain and screaming at me and squeezing my hand. But no, like, the truth of the matter is she was holding her feet, like, her own stirrups. She pushed through three contractions. Once she got the epidural, she didn't
feel... What's that? That's the numbing?
Yes, okay. That's where they give you the injection in your spine. She didn't feel anything.
What's the sniffing thing called again?
The episiotomy.
Episiotomy. A lot of EP names. Yeah.
So, if you need me in that delivery room, I will be there to hold your hand while you hold her hand. I would love to
pod an episode from there as it's happening. Well,
I think that's a great idea, in fact.
It's probably not going to happen. I think
your wife would love that. Jenna would be on
probably
board.
Some HIPAA violation.
Maybe.
All right. Well, thank you for the links.
No, you're absolutely welcome, and for science, obviously.
It's for science.
I think, what were we saying about my specific delivery?
Yeah.
Was that once she got the epidural, she didn't really feel anything, and it wasn't like she knew when to push. They told her when the contraction was coming and when she should push. And when she was dilated enough, she pushed through three contractions. It took probably no more than 10, 15 minutes. And this thing kind of came out, and then we had a baby.
I can never do it.
Never do what?
I can never, give birth. They say it's the equivalent of passing, like, a tennis ball through a man's urethra.
Oh, urethra. I would have a lot of problems with that. That's an episode for a different day.
Yeah, that's another episode. But, that's the, I guess, the proportion of the hole to, which kind of makes sense. It's like,
vagina,
tennis ball.
Babies are very big in comparison to what the space that they need to come through.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Ugh, why'd you show me that?
But listen, when you're 9 months in, you're kind of, not much you can do about it. Like, it's coming out one way or the other. You can't keep it in there at that point. So nature says it's coming out. It's coming out.
Does the woman get to decide if she gets a C-section or no? Like, if
fair question.
Like if I was the woman, I'd be like, I want C-section only. Like, just put me out. I've had enough anesthesia in my life. Just like, it's nice. It's fine.
It's probably a decision that the delivering mother makes with the doctor. I don't know if she can just say just do the C-section, but there are definitely several circumstances where they can do C-section.
Yeah, C-section only.
C-section only.
When I have my baby, I want to be C-section.
But you don't want to go through surgery.
Yeah, I've been through enough. My stomach's cut up enough for my appendix that it's whatever. What's another hole?
They could just reopen the double.
No, I know one thing. It would be like a horizontal.
So they tee up the double.
So I'd get a nice...
Yeah, you'd have a cross. You'd have like an upside down cross.
Exactly.
That'd be nice.
All right. Well, yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, no, listen, I know the viewers at home, the listeners at home, couldn't see what we were seeing, but, and we definitely didn't do a good job of explaining what was happening as we were seeing it, because even though I've seen this video now, I guess this would be my second time. It didn't get any easier the second time around, and I definitely felt queasy, and I know my buddy over here was curled up on the couch and seeing things that he can't now unsee.
Mm.
Yeah, well, this was me. This was me a year ago.
You hated us.
Yeah, so did I. But you know what? You're better for it. You're a better person, and now I feel like you're more prepared than you've ever been for this to happen.
I'm going
to
report that video on YouTube once I get home.
You should. As terrorism.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. All right. Bye.
Until next episode.
This has been Dads in a Pod with Newbert and Wiseman.